The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 30th of May, 2018. And I've got to digress. I've got a Roseanne Barr. If there has not been an absolute... You don't have your monitor up in there. My bump music came back up. Please turn your monitor on. Thank you. All right. At any rate, she's just a churning urn of burning funk, isn't she? Mike, wasn't she the one that got out on the baseball field and butchered the national anthem? Yeah. People were not very appreciative of that. And she's supposedly a comedian, so it's hard to distinguish when she's just having a little fun and when she isn't. Now, ABC has canceled her show, okay? And I'm sure at the behest of either Ivanka or Mr. Kushner, Roseanne Barr got the congratulatory call from Daddy. And now this is starting to make a little bit more sense, seeing how Donald Trump is kowtowing to the Israelis, the Zionist. That's who's in power. This kind of, in an odd way, starts to blend together. Roseanne Barr is Jewish. Her aspirations? She was talking to the Jerusalem Post, a conference on Sunday, and said she wanted to move to Israel and potentially run for prime minister. Now, the point was brought up, and the reason I'm laughing about this, because every damn time one of these Hollyweird or personalities, and I don't care if it's Kim Kardashian, who really cares? What I find sad about that is she has 60 million followers in this country. Why? Why? But back to Roseanne Barr. Sorry. Kim Kardashian and the sexual allure, the what? What is it about Kim Kardashian that she does a reality TV show, has 60 million followers, and somehow she gets to visit the White House? Something on prison reform? And I'm trying to get my mind wrapped around it. It is so bizarre. It's hard to make any sense of it, to even make a point of what's wrong with it. It's wrong from so many different angles. So here we have another celebrity. This time, she's a Zionist. Right on, Roseanne. You know, then we particularly enjoyed you butchering the national anthem and your brand and style of humor. Holy mackerel. But she got her show canceled from the first black woman president of ABC. That's the American Broadcasting Company. And this just couldn't be tolerated. Now, what's really odd about this, from the perspective of her being Jewish, is she's been banging on the Islamics, the Palestinians, and anybody but Jews for a long time, and banging them on them hard. I mean, up to and including, just cut their heads off, or some such nonsense. You know, this almost seems like a female version of, I don't know, Charlie Sheen. Minus the tiger blood, I guess. I don't know. But she has evidently is closing. It's been reported she closed her Twitter account, and then it didn't because the tweets are coming fast and furious. And it seems to be, it's an odd collection of thoughts. Some of the stuff that you read and go, okay, I think I know what this woman's about. And then you read a string of tweets and it makes absolutely no sense. Hollywood once again getting involved in politics. What the hell is she? Oh, she was a Trump supporter. Okay. All right, by the treatment Israel's getting, okay. If I was a Hollyweird person, I guess I would support it too. Mike, do you have any idea what Aaliyah is? I don't know. Aaliyah, A-L-I-Y-A. She said, I want to make Aaliyah. I don't know what the hell that is. Is that a new women's pantyhose? I don't know. Please look it up. She says, I do. And before all the stuff is sold, all the real estate, she said, I still have this fantasy of being an old Jewish lady living in a Jewish homeland. I want to buy a farm there and maybe bring my family. Now, she had just recently signed on for another season of the, I guess, huh? That's going to Israel. Why don't they just say going to Israel? I want to make Aaliyah. Okay. I want to make mud pies. What does that make me? A mud person? God almighty. Now, here's a 65-year-old Jewish lady. Evidently, she's got enough money that she can deep six her show, which, I'll be honest with you, I never watched it before, and I had really no inkling once it came back to watch it. John Goodman, sorry, John, you look like you got one foot on banana peel and the other one just edging over the edge of the grave. It's a basically nothing. But all of Washington was all to Twitter, pun intended, today about Roseanne Barr. And that's all it was on Fox News. That's all it was on MSNBC. Big major distraction. Roseanne Barr loses her show. And I could care less. It's fascinating to me what the medias will pick up on and what they'll do with it. By the way, you know, these little things kind of go under the wire, so to speak. Microsoft National Broadcasting Company. I guess that's what the acronym stands for. They did a poll, and they've said that, look, Americans say Mueller's got nothing. You know, folks, we've been going on 2 years of next to nothing. And I heard something very interesting yesterday. Our Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, Rosenstein, he pretty much says, if Rosenstein goes, so do I. Don't let the door hit you in the backside. Donald Trump tweeted out, in the cyber world, just great, folks. Instantaneous. People around the world can hear what you're thinking in a microsecond. Fantastic. The only problem is with written documentation, emails, voicemails, that stuff is forever. It doesn't go away. It hangs in cyber air forever and ever and ever. Amen. Well, MSNBC admits landslide poll results. Americans say Mueller's got nothing. Now, they're rather fascinating. Because as I said, you know, this kind of stuff goes under the radar, but what's the narrative on the news medias? Dump Trump. Impeach Trump. Guy hasn't done anything. You'd think after 2 years somebody come up with a voila, we got you. Mm-mm. Robert Mueller's fishing expedition has been going on for more than a year now. Americans are telling MSNBC much of the network's content. They're really butt-crunched over this one, much to their consternation, that it may be time for Mueller to put up the gone fishing sign on a special counsel's door. The new poll released by MSNBC shows a majority of Americans thinks Mueller's investigation is a witch hunt, much to the surprise of the people at the network. You know, it must be really, really sad day for them when they sit back and see an exact 180 from the propaganda they've been putting out. And you would think that they would reconsider their position. They will not. It is a go-for-broke scenario. All in on the poker table. We're going to keep doing this until we're busted out of the game. And that's going to be the end result. They're going to get busted out of the news business. They'll bust themselves out. Because even their own listeners are telling them, enough already. Enough. But while that madcap madness is going on, and turn over to Fox News on the 5, or the 4, or the 4 with a half a brain and the 5th with none. I don't know. Geraldo Rivera was there today, spouting his journalistic wisdom. Not out of his mouth, out of the other end. It's all a play. It's all the show, and the script sucks, and so do the actors. They have no credibility whatsoever. Dana Perino goes over to Fox News. She was the liar-in-chief for George Bush. Well, what a ringer. Yeah, let's bring in the liar for George Bush, and that ought to give us legitimacy. And then for the fringe out there that haven't made up their mind what camp and communism we're really in, let's bring in Geraldo. Or the retread from public broadcasting, Juan Williams. And let's get our paid consultants that are going to come in and pretty much take the script from whoever hands it to them, from the Pentagon, the CIA. Doesn't matter. Here's our talking points and, well, we're a contributor. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Talk about Roseanne. She said that Ambien made her racist because of their racist mark about the on Twitter. Well, I was thinking about Abilify. Have you seen those commercials? Abilify can make you a compulsive gambler. It says if you owe over $10,000, you can call a certain number.
Ambien makes me... okay, all right.
She said Ambien made her racist.
Ambien.
And the only thing I want to bring up, I'm so sick of this Kanye West. This Kanye says something about nice about Trump. All of a sudden, oh, he's a wonderful guy. The only one person on all the radio stations that I've heard told the truth about Kanye. His video... His music videos are absolutely horrid. They got pictures of white women, dead within them, and all kinds of things that he's doing. And nobody's told the truth about this guy. And anybody who praises him because he likes Trump is out of their mind.
Well, and again, it's the infotainment world for the brain dead. Anybody that's watching Fox or any of the other networks or listening to the carefully planted talking heads for the status quo, the swamp, the interest for the bankers and Wall Street, there's a lot of interest out there, a lot of interests that need to be protected. Did you ever hear me mention anything about Kanye West? Don't like the dude, didn't like him before. I wouldn't care if he said that he totally is committed to Jesus Christ and I'm going to give away my fortune to the homeless. I wouldn't care.
I haven't heard you, but I've heard other people, well, you know, praising him.
Well, and I have a tendency, Laura, not to delve into this cotton candy for the mind. It's right. Stupid. It's useless. It's at the end of the road. There's nothing there. You're wondering, why did I take the first step in this journey? I know better. And the only reason I mentioned Roseanne Barr because, well, she's another one of our, well, she's now, I guess, conservative Jewish hypocrite. I want to run for president of Israel, and pretty much I've lost my mind, and yeah, I'm on drugs. Well, big surprise.
I was going to tell you what Aliyah means, that word you're spelling.
Yeah.
Aliyah means you want a pilgrimage to Israel, to Jerusalem.
Yeah, Mike already dug that up, and I put that out there. Laura, thank you. Thank you for your call, dear. I appreciate it. Lord. You want to go to Israel? Don't let the door hit you in the rear. Please, go. Well, there's more information coming up. And again, the media is not covering any of this stuff, folks. I wonder why, because the narrative is crooked. It's cockeyed. 47 people die, or was it 46? A bunch of other people shot up. Just the worst thing that human beings can do to each other, especially at a concert, getting drunk and listening to country music. Las Vegas newly revealed record show that the Las Vegas Metro Police Department received thousands of emergency calls on the night of the shooting of October 1, reporting other active shooters from numerous locations, including the Luxor, the Tropicana, New York MGM, Hooters Area, Cosmopolitan, Miracle Mile Shopping, Bellagio, Paris, Caesar's Palace, and Harrah's. Wow. I think that pretty much covers all of Las Vegas. But we got Mr. Paddock, the lone shooter. Well, he wasn't quite alone. Independent citizen journalist Laura Loomer reported that supposed lone shooter Stephen Paddock, guess what? He had three women in his room at the time of the shooting. Wow. We didn't hear anything about that, did we? Well, what about the cops that kicked the door down and rushed in and shot Paddock? Did they shoot around the three women? Story's bogus, man. It's bogus right from the start. It's bogus now. And it'll end up being bogus, but it just won't be reported on. The inconsistencies and the lies. Recent documents released regarding the October 1 Vegas shooting are beginning to shed light on more discrepancies and abnormalities surrounding the official timeline and narrative of the tragedy as originally stated by Sheriff Joe Lombardo and Special Agent Aaron Roos of the Las Vegas FBI, including documentation that three women were found in the alleged shooter's room. I'm sorry, I thought we had them pretty much convicted. So let's just make that three women were found with a dead guy. Yeah. But no mention of this. And wouldn't it be fascinating if we could find out who those three women were to say that, you know, we were doing lines of cocaine off the guy's hairy little chest, and he wasn't shooting. We were doing the nasty and getting high. Inconsistencies. It's a sloppy fabrication. We'll be back a little bit more on this when we return. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Page 26, the most recent batch of documents that were released include witness reports, dispatch logs, officer reports that recount the events that took place that night and further reveal that Paddock was not alone in his room, as was first stated by the sheriff, Mr. Lombardo. By the way, there's an election coming up June 12th. I don't think Mr. Lombardo is going to be in town. Now, page 26 of the dispatch logs were released. Details the moments when the alleged shooter, Paddock, was located by security detail at Mandalay Bay, as actions were taken to assemble a team of officers to apprehend the suspect. A dispatcher shared the name of the alleged shooter located in room 32-135, along with three females that were reported to be in the room with Mr. Paddock. However, the names of these three women are redacted from the report, while the checkout date listed for the women aligns with Paddock's planned checkout date of October 2nd. Now, in the log, as seen on page 26, the following was documented as having taken place at 11:02 p.m. the night of the shooting when police breached Paddock's room. And I'm quoting from the report, units in control room 32-135, suspect name of Paddock, Stephen, there are three females in the room. Now, the three women are then listed as 1, 2, and 3 with their check-in and check-out dates, but their names are redacted from the log. Now, details such as the one above are found all throughout the nearly 2,000 documents that were released following a court order after the Associated Press and the additional media outlets had to sue the Las Vegas Police Department for the release of this information, information that the public has the right to see, as there are so many questions left unanswered due to communication shut down by good Sheriff Joe Lombardo of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. Other details revealed in the dispatch log include calls that were made to report multiple gunshot wounded victims hiding in fear for their lives all over the Strip. There were panic calls made from the Sundance helicopter about possible hostages being taken. The details of the LVMPD dispatch log specifically reveal that dispatch received information from Mandalay Bay regarding guest names, additional parties in the room, along with the check-in and departure dates for Paddock and the three women found in his room, all of which completely contradicts information given to the public in early reports. In a press conference held shortly after October 1, Lombardo specifically stated that Paddock checked into a suite at Mandalay on September 28, 2017, and then he stayed in his room by himself, well, in his three bimbos. And am I expected to believe that he's in there actively shooting people while he's got three women in the room? Really? Seriously. Kathleen in Texas. Hello, Kathleen.
Thank you, John. May I temporarily, just for a moment, change this topic?
I don't have a guest on, dear. All topics are open. What's on your mind?
I would like to request that, for the time being, every Wednesday, that you give that you have Dr. Jennifer Daniels on to give us all an update.
Well, she has her own show on the network, though.
But this way, she could think how many more people she would. People, and as you saw from last Wednesday, you had a lot of callers call in, and
there's a lot
appreciate.
Kathleen, there's a lot of people that call into her show. I have a tendency not to want to do something like that, unless something of great import arises. I can bring her on the show for some reports or whatever, but I'm seeing what traction she's going to get with all the good suggestions, by the way, that were made by the callers on how to remedy this situation. Being a terrorist, but not officially a terrorist. Being not able to fly, but you're really not on a terrorist no-fly list because you've not been designated a terrorist, or you have been. They've got to make a declaration as to which way they're going to move and what they're publicly going to state. Once that happens, then things will move rather rapidly, I'm sure, one way or the other. But I'm not opposed to bringing her on, but you know, just for the sake of just having her on because of a circumstance, I have a tendency not to do things like that.
Well, in addition, I mean, I would really love it, but in addition, I would like to say how wonderful Mike and Ken are. They are angels. And Dan and Sam are wonderful, too. So I appreciate them. All of you are in my prayers.
Well, I appreciate
it.
I thank you, Kathleen.
Okay, God love you. Bye-bye.
I appreciate the good wishes. Yeah, I mean, if something does break on this, Kathleen, obviously I will bring her up on the show. But just a regularly scheduled thing, no, I'm not going to do that. Starbucks. people are learning they can do without the homeless hanging out, shooting up in their bathrooms, and exactly, wait a minute, I've had a second thought. Why am I paying $5 for some over-roasted coffee beans? I must have been out of my mind. This is exactly the wake-up call that some of the Starbucks people needed.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, Starbucks, in the great tradition of I don't know what, thinks it's a good idea to open up their locations, their 8,000, I guess, shops. And what we're going to do with this is we're going to make this a hangout for the homeless and the drug addicted. Pretty much that's what they've done. Much to the chagrin from the people that think that Starbucks coffee is good. I'm just saying. Three Los Angeles locations closed their bathrooms entirely in 2016, citing safety concerns. With its decision to allow the non-paying public unlimited access to its cafes, Starbucks have traded one grande problem for another. The Seattle-based coffee company closed more than 8,000 shops for half a day Tuesday to conduct a racial bias training with 175,000 partners or employees, absorbing an estimated $12 million hit in response to high-profile arrest of two black men last month at a Philadelphia cafe. While the workshop drew skepticism, as they're putting it here, liberals noted that such a one-day diversity exercise rarely changed behavior. And conservatives called the event a re-education camp. The long-term dilemma for Starbucks lies with how much leeway it's willing to give its non-paying customers. The come-one-come-all policy announced earlier this month arrived even as fast food joints, libraries, and other public establishments have increasingly cut back access in order to avoid becoming homeless havens and drug dens amid the opiate and heroin crisis. Do you really want to deal with mass of homeless people or whatever's in there? Could be drug addicted, you don't know, when you're there with your kids. Ask NBC host Megyn Kelly on her show Tuesday. And who cares what Megyn Kelly has to say about anything? In reality, many Starbucks stores, particularly those in suburban, residential, and rural areas, have long allowed non-paying customers to loiter and take advantage of the facilities. But the other outlets often had reason for their tighter policies, problems with a disruptive clientele. Public restrooms have become ground zero in the opioid epidemic, declared drugabuse.com in a post earlier this month. In Los Angeles, for example, three downtown locations in 2016 closed their bathrooms entirely, even to paying customers, citing safety concerns, according to NPR. Starbucks executive chairman Howard Schultz said earlier this month that he understands the policy drawbacks, but he didn't want anyone to feel as if they were less than. I don't know. Less than what? We don't want to become a public bathroom, but we're going to make the right decision 100% of the time and give people the key, Mr. Schultz said. Post on Reddit thread for Starbucks baristas show them grappling with a vagrancy problem both before and after the company's May 19 announcement. I already have customers yelling at me for letting homeless people hang out, said a Sunday poster. I don't know what they expect me to do. They aren't even bothering anyone. Just feels so good to be yelled at over this. Thanks, Starbucks. We've already lost a good chunk of regulars over this crap, said one responder. Tell them to call corporate and complain. U.S. baristas didn't decide on these new rules. Corporate did. Or actually, Mr. Schultz did. Many were also sympathetic to the plight of the homeless. One barista said a panhandler was polite after being asked to stop begging other customers for cash, while another added, I'd rather be a good person than an expletive one for kicking someone out due to their living arrangement. Another barista who worked previously at a store across from a bus station said 9 out of 10 homeless were fine and respectful, but others were doing drugs in our bathroom, scaring and harassing or assaulting other customers, leading staff to call the police. Now, what's not being said in this story is there is a lot of homeless people out there that they were homeless for a long time, regardless of economic condition of the country, jobs, no jobs, whatever. And a lot of people wandering the streets of America, folks, used to be in mental facilities before. They had a place to hang out. They had a place to at least have some attention paid to them or their needs, basic needs met. Well, since most of those facilities have shut down, where the hell else are they going to go? Well, we're going to hang out at Starbucks. Makes sense to me. The company has since clarified its policy by asking those who use a Starbucks space to behave in a manner that maintains a warm and welcoming environment, and providing procedure for staff on handling anyone whose behavior does not maintain the third place environment. Well, they're creating new terms over this stuff. I never heard of a third place environment. You know, does it come out of the same wonder thinking of the person that wants to give awards to the runner-ups or losers so they don't feel like they lost? Then why do you have competitive sports? Everybody's a winner. Okay, well, at least for that period of time, you weren't texting or tweeting, or you weren't playing video games, or you weren't stuffing empty calories down your garbage hole, I guess. The theme of the day is no competition, no competitive spirit. Let me not achieve what I can achieve through my own hard work and my intelligence. None of that. This is all being wiped away. We're all going to sing Kumbaya into the socialist vision of the future. The company, first off, ask a fellow employee to verify that a certain behavior is disruptive, and if it is, respectfully request that the customer stop, according to the Wall Street Journal. Now, I thought we were talking about the people that weren't customers here. These are just the hangers-on in the third place. The third place environment. God, do we have an Orwell manual here, Mike, that we can look up words that come from Orwellville, or do they update the Orwellville manual? Is there some place we can go for reference on this stuff? What's more, 40% of our workforce are people of color. Mr. Schultz told CNN, adding, we're steeped in an understanding of inclusion and diversity as part of the history of Starbucks. Wow. So, drug addicts and crazies are part of the inclusion of the diversity. Which, to my way of thinking, folks, you know, I can put up with stuff in the world, and I can walk around a lot of stuff, and I can ignore stuff. And if I were a customer of Starbucks, which I am not, because I know what quality, and here's another sales deal, I'm starting to wonder the intelligent quotient of the majority of Starbucks customers that couldn't tell a good cup of coffee from a cup of mud. I'm having a hard time figuring out exactly what the allure of Starbucks was, or is, or used to be. You know, I see them heading down this Walmart hole. Remember that? Oh, yeah, we're going to have universal bathrooms. Yeah, men and women can use the same bathrooms. Yeah. Yeah. I see. By the way, Mike, you ever see those bait click ads about people in Walmart and pictures of taken of people in Walmart? I'm sorry, I misspoke. That was Target. Let me correct that before I move on here. That didn't work out well with Target. Now, none of that protected Starbucks from a public relations backlash over the April 12th arrest of Rashawn Nelson and Dante Robinson, who were denied bathroom access after they declined to make a purchase as they waited for a third person at the Philadelphia store. The two received an undisclosed financial settlement and an offer of college tuition and settled with the city for $1 each, as well as commitment to set up a $200,000 program for young entrepreneurs. Well, good for them. The decision to add anti-discrimination training to the mix drew praise from civil rights groups, including the NAACP, Legal Defense and Education Fund, which helped devise the curriculum, even though experts on diversity education say it's often not all it's cracked up to be. And that's an understatement. We find that oftentimes diversity training has mixed effects, and in some cases it can even backfire and lead people who are kind of already reactive to these issues to become even more polarized. In addition, many baristas are young and still in school of pursuing other careers, meaning they won't be here next year or 2 years or 3 years down the line. But diversity training has other benefits. Nearly $8 billion industry has boomed as companies seek to gird themselves against allegations of bias and lawsuits. You know what? Here's a simple solution to all of this. Shut the hell up. Do what your company does. And quit playing social engineers. Quit politicizing. You make a mistake, ante up. And get on with making your crappy coffee. There's a suggestion. Don't involve your customers in your morass of doublethink. It will not bode well for you. Chris in Las Vegas. Hello, Chris.
Wow, you snuck up on me there, John. Good afternoon.
Hi.
I thought I might share a little bit, go back to Joe Lombardo.
I figured you just might.
I'll try to keep the revs down on the motor so it's not too noisy. But his department, according to his version of facts that were published in the local review journal paper here before the so-called Mandalay Bay Long Wolf false flag shooting, was that he had the most transparent administration, and they were going to be fully disclosing of all body cam videos from all their officers, and it was the public's property, and they had a right to see it, so he was going to be clearly transparent and fully disclose all that stuff to all the people. However, that was his public persona. In private, he has been obstructionist, obstructing justice, not disclosing, not complying with Freedom of Information Act disclosures, as testified to by the suit, by the papers around, journalists to try to get information on the so-called Mandalay Bay Route 91 Harvest Festival shooting. And I would wonder, and I think many of your listeners might also wonder, if Paddock was already dead, very likely, before that room was used for the shooting and party, apparently, who those three professional women could have been servicing in that room. Could it have been part of the Southern Nevada FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force and some of their special operatives that are assigned, like some of the detectives from the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police?
Yeah, but,
or maybe FBI agents.
But Chris, hang on here a second. What advantage would it be for the FBI to have three hookers in Paddock's room?
Well, if they knew there was nothing happening and they were going there to have a party at a big time on the public dime and run up the bill for whatever they wanted to, they could have indulged in their own personal lust satisfaction while the public was paying for it.
Yeah, okay. Well, misuse of public funds, yeah, I get that. But what I'm saying here is that now that this has been released, that the SWAT team that took them, what, almost an hour to assemble while an active shooter, a scenario was ongoing in the Mandalay Bay, that after 45 minutes they finally decided to breach the place and go in and shoot Mr. Paddock. But what were they doing? Shooting around corners?
Maybe they were in the room. Taking turns. The whole thing has been preposterous from the get-go, John. Further, today there was a really quite an interesting article over on the opposing Billy Hicks channel, a.k.a. Alex Jones, InfoWars, talking to a very intriguing set of circumstances where Lombardo had divorced his previous wife to marry a different woman who her and her former husband apparently were all embroiled in a large, huge home theft and mortgage fraud and perhaps all kinds of theft of home scheme up to the billions of dollars. So it would seem to me that if there was any actual justice in the world, that Mr. Lombardo would be being indicted because his wife and he were enjoying the fruits of the ill-gotten tree and the unjust enrichment through all these theft schemes they were operating under his wife's auspices. Not only that, the fact that he turned over his jurisdiction to the FBI and Roush, who you mentioned earlier, who was previously, before he left the FBI Quantico, he was the head of the Special Operations Division there, and he was brought to Las Vegas especially prior to the Route 91 Harvest Festival staged event. And they do run a crisis actor event production school at Quantico that Joe Lombardo coincidentally pre-attended, where they can make the most of a bad situation, never let a crisis go to waste, I think Rahm Emanuel and others have termed it. And they seem to be very adept at doing that.
Chris, you're out there right in the middle of Las Vegas. What was your take? What's your overall take on this October 1 shooting?
Well, I think it was a false flag precipitated by the FBI, who took command and control of the whole scene, that there was a mirage of different sound effects, video, and actual shootings. There may have been some people actually shot. Could have been some actually killed. We know there was bodies or cadavers staged at the Hard Rock Cafe here in Las Vegas. There were multiple shooters at different locations. So these active shooter productions, where you go around, whether they were shooting blanks or live rounds, I wasn't there, so I can't give any actual testimony. But it certainly appears like there may have been some fabricated death certificates by the coroner here to comply with disclosure mandates between inquiring minds that actually wanted to know what was going on. But they were obfuscated, and therefore they were made up and fabricated to give the illusion that some people died, like Paddock, and he may have actually been killed. I don't dispute that. But whenever the FBI, which has been known in many, many cases...
All right, hang on a second, Chris. If you can find a parking spot for your rig, I'll bring you back after this break. Everybody hold on.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back. Chris, the question I have for you is, what do you feel was the purpose of this little exercise?
John, I apologize. I got a little bit of wind. I'll be out of it here in just a few seconds. But my estimation is it was part of the gun grabbers agenda of the Democrat Party, the Hillary Clinton gang and the others, Feinstein, all these Pelosi, all these other anti-gun nuts, who falsely believe that removing guns from lawful people will make them safer, when it's a falsity and an absolute insane concept, because when you take it away from the real people who are good guys with guns, only the bad guys have guns, and then we're all at their mercy.
Well, wait a minute. We don't have to cook up a... We got a real-life scenario. It's called Chicago. The news medias won't touch him. We got black gang members shooting each other full of holes every single day. It seems to me that that would be a better venue for, looky here, we got to get rid of these evil guns.
Well, I don't argue with that premise at all, John, but Chicago, that's run by the Democrat Party. That's a perfect example of socialism and communism in action. That they really have what they want there. They have blood on the streets to cry for more police support, to drive more tax dollars there. They're already taxed to death. I know there's a flight from Chicago and many areas back east where they're being absolutely preyed upon by these so-called public servants under the guise that they're going to protect them, when no matter how many billions of dollars you throw into it, it doesn't make the people safer.
Well, they keep having these little false flag events, and it's not changing anybody's mind about gun control. As the matter of fact, the majority of people in this country that are gun owners are ever tightening their grip on their firearms, and they ain't going to leave them go. I think this is the best case scenario that I can come up with, is the gun grabbers, this is their exercise in futility to finally... I mean, look in other countries. They pick out an instance that people died by the use of these guns, and then the government just turn around and confiscate and destroy them all. But we've had repeated instances in this country, and the only thing this is doing is making people go out and buy more firearms and more ammunition. And with a further resolve, okay, you want to take my gun? Come and get the damn thing. It seems to be counterproductive. It ain't working.
Well, I agree with your observation there. Of course, never mind the fact that Soros and some of his agents have bought up quite a few of the gun and ammunition manufacturers. So you're really just by creating this illusion, this fear-mongering that goes around that and there really truly is a clear and present danger that there is an embedded force within America and coming in each day under the guise of migration that poses a true, clear, and present danger to our national security and the public safety. Not vetting anybody that comes across, allowing them to come on when they might, in fact, be foreign terrorists, whether they're paid or otherwise. Maybe they're truly devoted to their deviant religiosity. Makes no difference. If they don't have similar beliefs to Americans, then they're counterposed to Americans, and they become a danger to us to try to obliterate them.
Well, you do know, Chris, MS-13 gang members are people, too.
Oh, yes, I know. They're a sensitive bunch. One thing that Michael Rivera talked about before his show, that I didn't get a call in on, the most dangerous concept in America is judicial, prosecutorial, and officer of the court discretion. That is the power of a demigod, and it puts the rest of us at risk. God bless America. Thank you very, very much, Tom.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate your call. Hour number two coming up. I want to get into the Tommy Robinson. They put him in jail, and apparently this is going to be his death sentence. Why? Because he was reporting on all the stuff that the people that are posing as religious Muslims are doing to people over there in Jolly Old.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.